This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix
1041. 617-655-1234. Call or text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Kate is from Brookline, and her son did something very cool this weekend. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Not just my son, I have to say. My son hit a home run at Cooperstown in Dreams Park, which is awesome. So, but the team together, I think, hit 10 or 11 home runs, including one boy who hit a grand slam.
Okay, so back up a little bit. What's your son's name?
My son's name is Max.
Max. Why was he in Cooperstown to play baseball?
So all summer long, they run these like 100-team tournaments that you know, every week they have a new set of 100 teams that come in.
Wow.
And they play these games. They end up playing like anywhere from 6 to, I think, 12 games. Can I do two more shout-outs?
We're here till 10. Do your thing.
Yeah, it's your show, Kate. It's okay. The Kate and Kate show.
So one shout-out to it's the New Hampshire Prospects. They actually made the championships.
Okay.
And a second shout-out to our two coaches that had to sleep in the bunks with the boys for the week. And while all the parents rented an Airbnb and had a great time.
Oh, the coaches.
So the parents were all, after the games, you'd all go back to the Airbnb and hang out and leave the kids to their devices?
Yeah, yeah. Nice showers, good meals, and no devices. They were electronics free.
That is very cool. Well, thanks. I've seen a lot of pictures of people doing this, and it looks like it's a lot of fun. And the kids, I mean, going to Cooperstown, if you're a baseball fan, and getting to play baseball there as a kid, and then the parents getting to go, understanding the history of it all, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And to hit dingers.
Yep.
Yeah, it was an amazing week for the boys.
All right, good deal. Thanks for sharing that with us. Steve is from Windham, New Hampshire. Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing today?
Good. You went to a comedy show? Which one?
I did. I went to Nate Bargatze this weekend, which I actually won off you guys.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice because it was right after our week-long vacation in Biddeford, Maine. So got home just in time to see it.
Dan, you've seen him before. It's a great show, right?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's super funny. I love Nate. How was the show?
It was good. Mikey V, I think, was probably the funniest out of the headline or out of the openers, but Nate was great.
So you think the opener was funnier than Nate Bargatze? Is that what you just said,
Well, he had, you know, he's got a small clip, so we laughed the whole time. Nate's was long. It was good, though. I mean, my wife was, like, she thinks he's too dry, but I like that humor, so I enjoyed it.
That's a hot take, Steve, that the opener for the Nate Bargatze show is better than
Nate
Bargatze.
Hey, Steve's allowed his opinions.
Well, thanks, Steve.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Glad you had a very good time for that. Let's see. I have Tricia here. Tricia, what'd you get into over the weekend?
I went up to all by myself, and even though the concert was from Mumford & Sons, I was seeing my friend Okan.
Where was this again? It broke up a little bit.
Champlain Valley Expo.
Oh, okay. So you went up there thinking it was just going to be Mumford & Sons, and then Noah Kahan showed up,
no,
right?
No. I went up there knowing Noah Kahan was a guest star and hoping he was going to play at least one of his songs, and he actually played five of his songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, And it's because of you, because you used to talk about them. That's how I got hooked up on them.
Stick season, am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you are right, buddy.
I know. I tried to tell you all. You didn't want to listen to me.
Mumford and Sons and Noah Kahan in Vermont. That feels like a crowd with just a lot of suspenders and fedoras.
A lot of tie-dye.
And IPAs.
A lot of tie-dye.
No, actually, the crowd was unbelievable for Mumford and Sons. They're a really good band.
Yeah.
So the crowd was really rocking it. They were pretty cool.
Yeah, so. I love both of those acts. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for sharing that with us. And producer Dan, how about you? What'd you get into over the weekend?
So obviously on August 1st, we moved into our new apartment, and I realized last night that I've spent like two nights there because we've just been moving and shaking.
Right.
So on Monday, we went down to Mystic, Connecticut for a couple days.
Nice.
And, you know, I've given Connecticut a hard time on the air in the past.
Right.
By calling it barely part of New England and just calling it a highway from Boston to Connecticut.
Right.
But it was fun.
Okay.
It was a cool little town. It was right. Quaint.
Yeah.
We had a great time down there.
How many days were you there?
Monday to Wednesday.
That's maybe a day and a half too long.
I feel like I saw all of it in the 2 days, but it was the perfect amount of time, I feel like.
Right. Pizza? Pizza, pizza, pizza?
I had zero pizza. What I passed Mystic Pizza, the pizza shop, from the movie.
What are you doing with your life if you go to Connecticut and don't eat the pizza?
We had plans. We were out all the time going to restaurants.
Okay.
I just didn't have any pizza.
Yeah.
And then from there, we drove right from there all the way up to Alton, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
which is not a short ride from Mystic, Connecticut.
Right.
And then we spent the next couple of days out on the boat.
Nice.
It was 88 and sunny. It was beautiful.
Somebody texted me a picture of a double-decker pontoon boat on Winnipesaukee, and we're like, producer Dan.
We did have the double-decker on Saturday.
But it wasn't you. It was just some rando.
Just another pasty dude with a beard.
Yes.
That looks like Matt Patricia. I get that a lot. But yeah, we had like 14 people on it Saturday. Like
my gosh.
My aunt and uncle and their whole family.
Right.
And it has like a water slide and a top deck.
Oh, nice.
And we pulled up to anchor at this little harbor where all the other boats are.
Yeah.
And these little kids next to us came like ran to the side of the boat. And they was like, theirs has a slide on it.
You're the
and
fancy
I was like,
people.
Eat it, Timmy.
Did you let them use your slide?
They left like 5 minutes after.
Oh, Dan.
I don't think they wanted to come onto our boat. There's a lot of ruckus on our boat. They would have learned some new words.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.